Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Fred Dawkins is here. Fred's a new friend. Fred's a serial entrepreneur. He's been successful in a number of different industries, retail, manufacturing, consulting, import-export even. And he's here to talk to us about his new book, which is called Everyday Entrepreneur. And it's the first in a series of the Dawkins Entrepreneurial Edge series books, and we're going to talk about what it takes, what do you have to have to be an entrepreneur. Fred Dawkins, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be with you.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you, and yours.
Thank you. I tell men that when you write a book and get it published, it's as close as we'll ever come to birthing a baby.
Well, that's true, but it's very entrepreneurial. It's not just writing it. It's all the things that come together to promote it and get the message out.
It really is. It's a manufacturing process, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah. So, okay, your idea on what an entrepreneur is.
Well, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions about entrepreneurs, and I think it keeps many people from trying it. People think that entrepreneurship is all about the risk, but I believe that really it's much more about results. Entrepreneurs are about finding a way to make things happen and solving problems. So I think that's the most critical element of becoming an entrepreneur, is that determination to do that.
I like what you said there, and I'll tell you why. I've known a lot of people that had a lot of great ideas. And I've known several people that were just idea factories.
Yes.
And a lot of people might have thought they were entrepreneurs. But for the most part, the people I'm talking about never actually made anything happen. And so I think you're right. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you got to imagine something, and then you got to go through the steps and make something happen, even if it didn't turn out like everybody thought.
Well, you know, ideas make you a dreamer, but converting them into action is what makes you an entrepreneur.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Fred.
I said having ideas makes you a dreamer, but taking those ideas and making them happen is what converts you to an entrepreneur.
Exactly. When are you going to do something, sir? Ma'am, when you know you want to be an entrepreneur, get up off your backside and go do something, right?
It's exactly right.
Yeah, even if it's wrong, right?
Yeah, once you get out there, I mean, one of the two most important characteristics of an entrepreneur is adaptability. And once you get your feet wet and you get out there, if you've got what it takes, you will adapt. And you know, good people can make bad ideas work. So you've got to get out there and take that leap of faith and get started.
Do you believe like me that if you're going to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to find a way to have a relationship with failure?
I believe it, but I don't believe it's essential. I think that...
Now, when I say failure, I don't mean thermonuclear meltdown. I just mean,
no.
I mean, you know, things, you try something and they don't work, and you have to go do it again.
Well, the reality is we learn more from our failures than we do from our successes.
Thank
because
you.
We take the time to analyze why we failed. But when we're enjoying success, we're so busy enjoying it.
And patting ourselves on the back for being so smart.
And it masks a lot of our faults.
That's
so,
right.
You know, we can get into a lot of trouble by initial success.
When it might have been just dumb luck, right?
It might very well have been. And then there's this whole concept that happens of entrepreneurial infallibility, where you start to think, well, I really know what I'm doing here. And you stop analyzing and managing your risk, and before you know it, you're staring failure in the face.
And how many times have you seen someone be really smart, work really hard, create a fortune, cash out, and then go redirect that money in another entrepreneurial direction and go right back to zero? I've seen it before. I'm sure.
No, it certainly happens, and I think that's when you get that false sense of security that, hey, I really know what I'm doing here, and you let your guard down, and and you make decisions that you wouldn't have made that first time around.
Right, exactly. So if someone's out there, and there are a lot of people listening right now who want to be an entrepreneur, and they're you know, maybe they think, well, you know, do I need a certificate? Do I need an education? Does somebody need to bless me, anoint me an entrepreneur? Do I need a lot of money? All those things. What do you say to them?
I say, first of all, you've got to look for the opportunities. And you mentioned ideas earlier. Every idea isn't an opportunity, and all opportunities are not viable. So you've got to look for the opportunities. And you can't be sitting back waiting for that one big thing, because that's like winning the lottery. You've got to look for the opportunities that are available to you. And you've got to act on them.
Don't most successful entrepreneurs start out as entrepreneurs when nobody even knows that they're doing it, and they're so incremental and small that they, you know, I keep thinking about, Henry Ford built his quadricycle in his garage.
Yes.
You know, he drove it the first time in the middle of the night when everybody was asleep. What do you think?
I agree, and we do get tied up in the stereotypes of the superstars that we hear about, and we forget sometimes that they did start with very small things. And there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs out there in the traditional mainstream economy doing things on a small scale, making things happen every day, and we don't really put enough value on those. And you mentioned earlier, do people want to be entrepreneurs, or do they even realize that they are entrepreneurs? And,
right.
And to my, I think we undervalue a lot of people that are out there making things happen every day that don't necessarily turn into superstars, but they're doing worthwhile things.
Well, that's where the superstars come from, Main Street.
They do, but they're not all that entrepreneurship is about. They're examples of extreme
right.
success, and they're great, and they're great to hold up, and we can all aspire to that. That doesn't mean that we need to, that we should undervalue the people that don't make it all the way up there, but
no,
are still doing good work.
I completely agree. That's what I'm saying. You know, for you got to have 1,000 Main Street entrepreneurs who never leave Main Street to get that one superstar, or gazelle. I won't call him a superstar. I think all entrepreneurs are superstars, but that gazelle that'll have, you know, that'll transform an economy or something, like Microsoft or Apple or something like that. Hey, Fred, I need your website, and tell folks how they can find your book.
My website is www.fcdawkins.com. And my book's available through most of the mainstream booksellers, definitely at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, people like that.
FCDawkins.com is the website, folks. The book is called Everyday Entrepreneur. Everyday Entrepreneur, available wherever books are sold, by Fred Dawkins. Quick break, 20 after. More of this after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.